Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome to the 60 Second Retail podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. In today's episode, we're going to pivot where we normally speak about consumers and customers. We're going to pivot to the employee. We're going to discuss the transformation of retail headquarters to better accommodate employees' life needs with our guest, Ross Forman. We'll also explore how these spaces are being redesigned to create dynamic and engaging work environments, the benefits of driving these changes, and the sustainability of such initiatives in a hybrid work environment. Join us as we uncover the evolving landscape of the retail workspace. Welcome back to the show, Ross.
Thank you, Natalie.
Ross, so how are retailers' headquarters focusing on creating a dynamic and engaging work environment?
Well, retail headquarters, they're increasingly focused on creating these dynamic and engaging work environments by incorporating flexible workspaces, collaborative areas, technology-driven solutions. We're seeing the design of offices that the intent is to foster creativity and innovation with open layouts that encourage interaction and teamwork. Many headquarters are integrating amenities such as wellness centers, cafes, outdoor spaces, things of that nature to enhance employee well-being and satisfaction. So by creating a vibrant atmosphere, retail headquarters aim to inspire employees and boost productivities. So briefly, by way of example, some of the key trends in headquarters design include the idea of a brand-centric design, right? Retail headquarters are designed to reflect the brand's identity and values. Experience-driven spaces inspired by retail environments. So headquarters are creating experiences around the idea of space and engaging employees. This can include interactive displays, product showcases, and areas that mimic retail settings, and the idea of the agile work environment. So flexibility being the driver, where agile work environments support various ways of working. So this could include open plan, collaborative zones, quiet areas, all things meant to be adaptive to the way people prefer to work.
So I'm going to go on a limb, or maybe not, and assume that this is costing the retailers quite a bit of money to create these types of campuses and environments. Why are they doing this? And what are the benefits to the retailer?
Yeah, there's many, Natalie. Retail headquarters are transforming the work environment to attract and retain top talent, enhance the employee satisfaction, boost productivity, and just generally creating an experience where you're a preferred employer. So in today's competitive job market, offering a dynamic and environment that fosters collaboration and innovation, these are crucial for driving business success. Additionally, by prioritizing employee well-being and creating spaces that support work-life balance, companies can reduce turnover, improve morale. Ultimately, these changes lead to a more motivated, more effective, more productive workforce.
Interesting. So we're in the post-COVID era, right? And certainly many retailers, at least in the corporate headquarters, are in a hybrid environment, right? So do you think that this is sustainable? I mean, we're seeing different types of corporate headquarters and campuses around the country, and some are doing more than others. But do you think that this is something sustainable given the more recent hybrid working environment?
Yeah, I believe this trend's sustainable, especially in the context of a hybrid work environment. So companies continue to embrace flexible work arrangements. The role of the physical space, it evolves and has been evolving. So dynamic and engaging workspaces can serve as hubs for collaboration, innovation, complementing remote work by providing space where employees can come together to brainstorm and connect. The key to sustainability lies in adaptability. Companies must continuously assess and adjust their environments to meet the changing needs of the workforce. By doing so, they can ensure that the headquarters remains relevant and it's valuable in a hybrid world where we're creating something people want to come to the office to connect and work and be productive.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I do believe that in order for us to be productive and cohesive as a team, we would need to be hybrid environment. We're actually working together face-to-face. Thank you very much, Russ, for this. And if you found today's episode informative, please be sure to share it with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget to add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts so you can stay in the know on the evolution underway in the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.